Hey, hey, fancy seeing you up here. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm here to return the notebook that you gave me. Now, can I come in? Because it's freezing. Well, I couldn't just waltz through the front door. You know how intense campus security is about keeping the girls out of the boys' dorms and stuff. Of course I shouldn't be here. That's why I'm being all sneaky. Well, what can I say? The fire escape was too convenient. And I kind of lost count of which floor I was on when I was climbing, so I did accidentally knock on two randoms windows, but yeah, they looked a little bit confused. Like they opened their curtains and there was just some crazy gremlin of a girl with her face pressed against the window. I do feel a little bit bad. I just hope they don't report me. I told you I came here to return thy notebook. Thank you for lending me it, seriously. Turns out if you fall asleep during one or three lectures, you tend to miss a lot of important information. But seriously, you're a lifesaver. Well, that's not the only reason I'm here, of course. I just wanted to hang out with you for a bit. I missed you. Yeah, I know we spent most of the day together, but come on! You're my pal, my bestie, my main chum! A girl needs her quality time with her main guy or she'll just go insane. Or even more insane in my case. I mean, we don't have to do anything crazy. I just wanted to sit down and talk or maybe play a game or something, that's all. I mean, tomorrow's a day off, so it's not like we have to have an early night or anything. Please let me stay. I just want to spend time with my bestest friend in the whole entire world. Yay! I knew you couldn't resist my little puppy dog eyes. It works every time. Now have a seat, mister, and tell me all about your day. Well, the part where I wasn't around, that is. Come on, just humor me. We parted ways to go to our separate dorms at 4, so then you walked into your dorm and bam, what happened? And then what'd you do? I am not being weird. I mean, not any weirder than I normally am, and I just wanted to hear you talk, okay? Is that a crime? Okay. Maybe I didn't come here just to talk. Maybe I do have a little teensy weensy little favor to ask you. No! Well, okay, I probably do want to actually borrow your math notebook, but that's actually not why I'm here right now. I'm here because I wanted to ask you if you would be okay if I asked you something, kind of awkward. How do I ask this? Look, I'm worried that if I ask you this, you're gonna think I'm really, really weird, but like the bad kind of weird, and then you would hate me and stop being friends with me, there's no way for me to ask this without sounding crazy. Okay. Here it goes. Just keep an open mind, okay? I was wondering if it would be okay if you taught me how to suck cock. No, don't laugh. Don't laugh. I'm being serious. I don't know how to do it or like what makes it feel good for the guy, you know? I just want a guy's perspective on it and you're the only guy that I trust around here and I'm just embarrassed that I've never done it before. No! I'm not asking you to suck on a dildo and demonstrate it. I was more thinking that I could suck your cock and you could give me pointers and tips and tell me if I'm bad or not. I know it sounds stupid and crazy and weird, but I would just really appreciate it if you could. I know we're friends and sucking your cock might seem weird, but I figured it'll feel good for you and it'll help me learn, so it's kind of a win-win. I mean, you don't have to, but I guess it's just all these college girls walking around, looking so hot, making out with people, giving head and whatever. I don't know, I think that's what they do, and I just feel unskilled. And I figure it's kind of like, I don't know, adding new skills to my girlfriend resume. Not that I have a resume, but if I did, I don't know if that makes any sense. No, I don't have any guys in mind that I want to impress. I just want to be prepared. I want to be ready. So, what do you say? Will you let me suck your cocks so you could give me feedback? Oh my gosh, you're the best. Okay. I know that it might be weird, but just think of it like me borrowing an instrument to learn how to play, right? I'm more or less just going to borrow and blow on your man flute. Okay. Okay, no. I won't call it a man flute ever again, I promise. I'm sorry. Okay. So I guess we could start now, if you're comfortable, that is. Wait, would it be okay if I pull your pants down for you? Just so I get comfortable, like, whipping it out? Okay, so just sit back and... Oh, wow, okay, we're really doing this, aren't we? Yee! Oh my gosh! Okay, so what's the first step? I have to get you hard, right? What would be the best way for me to do that? Okay, wrap my fingers around it and hold it like this. Okay, and I just lick and then suck it even though it's soft, but that will get you going? Okay, sounds good to me. Okay, so do I just lick it like I don't know, like a lollipop? Okay, cool. So I'll just like that. Okay. Wow, it feels different than I thought it would on my tongue. Tastes different than I expected as well. No, it's a really nice taste. I just, fuck, it actually tastes really addicting. Are you sure this isn't an actual lollipop? Fuck, you're getting all hard now. Is that all it takes? Just having touched it and licked it a bit? That's so cool. I was so worried that... that it would be hard to get a guy hard. Okay, so I've successfully produced an erection. So now what? I go for it? Just stick it in my mouth and start sucking? Oh, nice and slow. Okay. Just take it in my mouth and... Is this good? Is this good? Was that okay? It's kind of hot. I mean, not just the whole having your dick in my mouth thing, but watching you react to it. Ooh, it's making me horny. Those little moans and the way that you shuffle around. I could see the appeal. It must feel amazing for you, huh? So, am I doing good? Oh, sure, I could go faster. Watch this. That was a really good moan. What if I like cup your balls while I suck? Would that feel good? Or just massage them just a little bit? Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Well, because I remember that one time when I beat you in a game and then you started tickling me as revenge and then I accidentally hit you in the nuts and... Okay, we don't have to talk about that. But you were tickling me and it was an accident. But I did feel bad, so I know to be gentle. I'm glad that you made it through that, though, because... Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten this nice, yummy cock in my mouth. Oh, wait, are you coming? Is that cum? Oh, pre-cum. That's cool. Just little beads at the top of your cock. Yum. It tastes so good, too. I guess that's the incentive to make you come for real, huh? Huh? Deep throat, what's that mean? Like take the whole thing inside my throat? Okay, I'll give it a shot. I don't know. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I think that's gonna take some getting used to. Maybe I'll just stick to the basics for now. But I'll try to go really fast and use my tongue more, okay? Now we're talking. You don't even have to say how good I'm doing because I could tell because your eyes are rolling in the back of your head. Are you gonna come? Yeah. I come in my mouth. I really want to taste how amazing your cum is. What do I do with it? Do I swallow it? Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was like toothpaste or something, where you're meant to taste it, but then spit it out. Thank you for telling me. That was really good, though. Ooh, the taste and the warmth. all sliding down my slutty throat. I can't believe I just swallowed a big load of my best friend's cum. I'm really naughty, aren't I? You came so much. That was so hot. So how did I do? Am I good at this or should I just give up? Well, given how much you moaned and came, I figured I must have done something right, but still an A plus? You know how to make a girl feel talented. And you're still so hard. Do you need to come again? Because I kind of feel bad about swallowing it all before. I don't know why, but I really want to feel it splattered all over my face. I know that's dirty. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I kind of lied when I said that I didn't have a guy in mind to use this newfound skill on. I mean, I thought about long and hard who I wanted to be with, and the only guy that I want to do stuff like this with is you. I know that we're best friends and that we have been for a long time, but I was thinking maybe we could be more than friends. Yeah? Really? Okay. If I just keep stroking you like this, do you think maybe you could come on my face? I really want to feel how warm it is. Yes. I've thought about it a lot. Oh my goodness. Oh, you really like it? Oh, you think I'm a good girl? Really? Oh, fuck. I like when you say that. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. Oh, fuck. Yeah? I'm ready for your cum. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's like catching snowflakes in the winter, except it's yummy, yummy cum. Thank you. Wow, that's warm. Wait, so, I know this is kind of a weird time to ask since there's cum all over my face, but does that mean that you want to be in a relationship with me too? Yay! I'm so down. I'm so happy. I'm going to suck your cock so much from now on. I will be a master in no time, okay? And I will get it in my throat, and I will be good at it, I swear. And, of course, we'll have to try some other activities besides just sucking your cock. But maybe we should have a shower and clean up all this mess that you made, and then I'll cook you dinner, and I'll spend the night, and then we can consummate our new relationship. Ooh, how does that sound, boyfriend? Done and done. Now get off your butt and follow me. I'm gonna need an extra set of hands to clean all this cum off me. And I made a mess of your cock, so it's only fair that I give it a nice good clean in the shower too, right?